You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by the one and only Katie. Wait, hello, Katie.
Hello.
We were just talking before we got started. How do we start this show, which there's just so many different places we can go?
So many things happened, but at the same time, nothing happened.
That's a great way to put it. Deemed this episode Fantasy Suites and Slumber Parties, mates, and tried to do as bad of an impression of Peter doing an accent of someone from Australia.
Yeah. Yes.
Mate.
I think you win.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Yeah, was it Madison's date? Or when he's like, oh, we have to do accents the whole date, and they did like one line, and then that was it.
Oh, thank God. I was really concerned that these are the type of people who would stick with it and not wanting to be the person that stops.
Yep.
Oh my God, do I... Oh, we're still going.
And then Suddenly you're talking about all these like deep issues at the dinner in Australian accents.
As per usual, we should start where we left off, which was the rose ceremony, still in LA. Yes. Madison flagging down Peter. Oh, can I talk to you?
The beginning of the end.
And I thought, or maybe hoped, that she would finally lay it all out on the table and say, listen, I'm saving myself for marriage. This is what I believe. But that's not exactly what happened, is it?
First of all, she complained how cold she was, and Peter did not give her the jacket. That was the first mistake of this whole conversation. But she took Peter aside and said, you know, if you were to sleep with someone else next week, it would be hard for her to move forward in this quote-unquote relationship. I don't think Peter was really understanding what she meant by that and what she was talking about. He was like, so if I sleep with someone else, it's not something you could do and you would just throw this away. She didn't really give an answer, which seemed to be the common theme in this whole episode with her. You know, he kind of fought back. He kind of got defensive a little bit and was like, it's not necessarily fair for you to tell me what I can and cannot do. And, you know, I agree. It's, you have to respect... He's going to respect what you believe, and you have to respect what he's going to do for this week. But that's something that she didn't really, I think, fully understand in this week.
Totally. And she had an opportunity again, though, to tell him everything. Because she sort of alluded to it, I guess, by saying, my faith is very important to me. Well, actually saying everything. Faith is everything to her, yes. Which is great. And then saying that, you know, she needed clarity, but then didn't give Peter clarity because she had never at one point specifically said, I'm saving myself for marriage.
Yeah.
And what we don't know at this point yet, but find out, is that the other girls already know that she's saving herself for marriage, but he doesn't know.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
She said that she didn't want to give him an ultimatum, but Peter was like, well, I kind of need an answer. Like, where are we going here?
And they're like, I'm not giving you an ultimatum as we're all watching and saying, this is exactly what you're doing, is you're giving him an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And he, at the same time, he's frustrated by the fact that she's the only one of the three that hasn't, even if doesn't want to say, I love you, hasn't even done the bachelor favorite of, I think I'm falling in love with you, or anything even doing with falling, or maybe thinking about falling, or thinking about tripping, like nothing.
Yeah, and I saw this article that Chris Harrison was comparing Madison to Luke P in this whole ultimatum situation, which to a degree I agree with, but I mean, Luke P was pretty awful.
He was pretty awful, but I do think, and I saw a little bit of what Chris was talking about, and part of why, because it sort of led into, you know, putting them all in the same room and whatever. But I do think it creates a little bit of a double standard. And if this were reversed, which it was last Bachelorette, we saw what happened. And Luke rightfully got filleted. And I don't think this is as bad. I will say that because I don't think she was fully, and we're sort of getting a little ahead of exactly when she sort of threw down the gauntlet, but she wasn't quite slut-shaming him. But it's not that far from it.
No, it's not.
You're basically telling him, you need to take my morals and apply them to these other relationships.
Yeah. But then she kind of went back on that and she was like, I'm not expecting you to have my standards and feel what I'm talking about. But at the same time, she was. So she was kind of contradicting her original statement.
There was a lot of, I need this to be clear, and I'm worried because I don't have clarity, and offered no sort of...
She was not clear in one
single thing. Yeah, and at the same time, while offering an ultimatum, well, I'm not here to offer an ultimatum, unless maybe she didn't know fully exactly what an ultimatum was.
Yeah, I think that. Let's go with that.
Yeah, and I mean, and we'll dig a little deeper here with... we'll save her the rest of what happened for the end, just like the show did. They're like, the easy stuff will go early. Mm-hmm. And funny to put it that way because he saved the easy stuff for the beginning.
Yep.
Whether he fully understood what Madison was trying to convey to him or not, I do think it was very intentional that he had Hannah Ann and Victoria have their date
100%.
Before going to his.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to Australia, he's got the bad accents, and then... They're focusing on Madison. She's like, I just don't want to talk about the other women. And of course, enter the other women.
Yes.
You know,
that was so awkward. We talked about it a little bit last week about how they're sharing this suite room. But it was even more awkward than you could think, especially since Madison thought that she had the room to herself and then the other two showed up.
You know, and there's so many different ways here. And I, you know, again, Chris had sort of talked about how it's not even just for drama, but obviously ultimately that's what it's for. But it was more to make sure that this whole thing with her, whether she told him or not, and whether there was an ultimatum or not, they wanted to make sure that this was out there and talked about mm-hmm. between all three of them.
Yes.
And because I hate the idea of them staying together. I just think it's mean.
There's no need for that unless there's going to be drama.
Right. It made for some compelling scenes.
It is The Bachelor.
I guess that's the only reason we're here, but it felt dirtier than most of the things that they do. Because mm-hmm. never before have we ever had to worry about seeing them like take the walk of shame. Yeah. And that's basically what we saw each of the first 2 days.
We basically saw the full walk of shame for each of them.
Right. And it's just so weird to be... This whole thing's weird. But even... on the range of The Bachelor weird. It's weird to have these girls come back into the room after having just whatever with Peter and mm-hmm. just be sitting there. And even it not being Madison,
and knowing,
just in
but
general.
Not knowing
yeah,
at the
even
same
if,
time.
Even if there's none of this stuff with Madison and ultimatum and everything, just any guys or girls mm-hmm. with fantasy suites have to sit down and be like, so, just banged our girlfriend? So, just banged our boyfriend? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It adds this sister wives type scenario that just is so unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
And it just, it sort of freaked me out. But
of course, I didn't like it. But obviously, as we saw throughout this whole episode, there's a reason why they were together.
Right. And it even from.
It was not a hotel room shortage.
No. Of course not. But especially right from the outset, we're like, oh, how's everyone's hometowns? And Victoria's like, oh, yeah, went well. Shaking her head because she's, I don't want to say smart because I certainly don't want to even call her smart. But she's calculated in that unlike Madison, who's clearly shared with them things that they could, again, not use against her, but sort of talk about with the others.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to give them any ammunition of like, oh yeah, by the way, he didn't even meet my family.
Yeah, let me tell you how mine went down.
I cried. People call me Tori, and he never met my family. So how's
and
your
I
day?
And I yelled at him.
Yeah, and I yelled at him. How's you?
Again.
Excuse you, what? So how was your hometown? But Hannah Ann goes first, and I don't know, I've never been on jet skis. I grew up on the water, but I've never been on jet skis. I don't know about you.
I have been.
So they go out. Looks like it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But they have their own.
Yep.
And then they get to the middle of the water, and she jumps on his, and they just strand this jet ski in the middle of the water.
Yeah, no, that's not a normal thing you usually do.
And then they show up on the beach to have their one-on-one time, and they're still only on the one jet ski.
Yeah. Where did that other one go?
Like just wandering in the Pacific Ocean, or
they should have done a follow up.
He's gonna like wash up on shore in New Zealand or something. I don't.
Yeah.
Very confused about what happened there.
Yeah. And I think I said this last week, but she looked extra young again this week. Like almost like creepy young. Kind of, at some points.
Because I never felt during the season, and this was a season of young girls on this show, and people even younger than her, but I didn't feel that way
before
last week.
No, I mean, she definitely has a baby face, and she's obviously always at it, but I don't know if it's just she didn't get a ton of camera time, and we didn't notice that, but all of a sudden, it's like, she's literally 12.
Yeah, it was a little creepy, but... Not looking at that, like just sort of almost closing your eyes, she had the most normal date with him. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted to let him know that, like, I'm going to be here. I understand there are other relationships, but I'm not letting that sort of get in my head or trying not to. And I'm okay with it.
She said that a few times. It was definitely a dig at, you know, the whole Madison situation.
Absolutely. And this is why you don't tell people things.
Yep, exactly.
But... very clear that, like, yes, other things are going to happen, but no matter what, just know I'm going to be here. And Peter really
didn't make the sacrifice, like, of what?
Patience.
Like, you sleeping with other people, like, that's a sacrifice for you? Okay.
I mean, it's not a sacrifice. I mean, clearly, talk to Madison.
Yeah.
It's
true.
But whatever. So, but Peter was pretty clear. He's like, don't worry about us. We're, you know, you're not going anywhere.
He said at the beginning, like, he had no questions, no doubt. Like, he can really see this, might be true love, saying all the right things. But, yeah, they definitely beat that. Do what you have to do to realize, like, I'll still be here. Just remember, basically, how we're feeling right now.
And they're both aware that, listen, we're living in the Bachelor universe. And, obviously, this is not normal behavior out in the real world. But here it is, and unlike some people, this is not their first day. They realize what they signed up for.
Yeah.
Verbalizing that, like, I understand it's weird, it's going to happen, I don't want to know about it, it's all good.
That seems like the one thing that people are forgetting in these past two episodes. Really, this one episode, but last week too.
So, of course, if you choose to forgo your individual rooms, you get to have the fantasy suite, and both of them were yes. And I liked how Hannah, though, I don't want to say cloaked it, but was like, I just want to spend more time with you. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. And then Peter used that line on Victoria the next night. Was like, yes, we need the time.
I bet you do. I mean, we all know why Victoria stuck around or why he kept her around. But I like how the producers, again, best in the business, they walk in and there's just a bottle of champagne waiting for them right away. And not that it's odd for there to be a bottle of champagne, but especially with Hannah Ann, to have one right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they're like, oh, that was a good pop. And I'm thinking, like, wrong date, but okay.
Yeah.
And hot tub and dessert. So, like, it's all, like, very natural and how you would expect this.
She was so excited about the dessert.
Which points in my book, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, four
as
times.
You should be.
Four times or not, I would think dessert would be the more important aspect of whatever's going to happen here. But, hey. And I like how, while this was happening, going back to the other hotel and Madison, like, again, I think, fitting in exactly with her personality. Like, I bet they're ready to go to dinner now.
Just like, they're getting ready for bed. And then you just, like, the camera cuts her and she's just like, yeah.
I guess this conversation's over and goes back to sort of breaking down. And then we get the first sort of awkward return, like we were talking about, is Hannah Ann goes back to the hotel and... how'd it go?
Wearing a child's outfit.
Well, again, it just, I don't recall. I almost have to want to go back and watch one of the earlier episodes, as bad as they were, to see if maybe I missed something, because I really don't remember her looking like she's 15.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes back to the hotel and they, yo, how'd it go? Really well.
And then a complete awkward silence.
Cool. Well, Victoria, I guess you gotta go now.
You're up.
It's gonna go well. He's good. I don't, like, it's super weird.
Yeah.
And, speaking of super weird, Victoria and Peter, you know, he sort of brings up the hometown briefly just to now let her know that he believes her and isn't believing and that the blurred out face.
Yeah, that he's on her side. Which, why?
Yes.
Like, she basically manipulated you into dropping that entire subject. Like, did he completely forget about that whole scenario?
Or, and just, married men, whatever.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Doesn't matter.
It's, which, I mean, honestly, this date should have been comfortable for her because, you know, she was trying to have sex with someone who was dating and having sex with someone the night before. So
there you go.
It all makes sense for her. But, you know, he had to, I guess, give the validation, but also really just apologizing, which I understand it was weird that he didn't meet her family, but I don't know how you do after basically being attacked.
No, he's still apologizing for this. I don't understand why. He has nothing to apologize for.
Like, I love our relationship, except for communication.
That was my favorite line for this whole entire episode. Over the Madison stuff, everything. That was the best line.
And follows it up with, well, we haven't even fought yet. So I don't know which is worse there, having to say that we, like, point out that they haven't had a fight, or adding
but
yet.
But you have. Like, you've been fighting the entire season. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that night.
Oh, that night.
Yeah, because it was that was a big hurdle to clear. That, hey, we've been together for like an hour, and we haven't attacked each other. More importantly, you haven't
attacked
me.
We're definitely meant to be together.
Right? Like, oh, this is true love. And she's giving out this, oh my God, I'm so in love with him. I'm so sorry for what I did to him. Now that we're down to the final three. I mean, I don't know where any of this was for the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's finally decided, like, oh yeah, I did too much. A week ago was cool. Tori was ready to throw down a week ago. But Victoria in Australia as the final three, it's all good.
We kind of got to get a little bit of background. I don't even know if you want to call this a background story on her, but she was in a relationship for 3.5 years. The guy never asked her how she was feeling. So this is why she's a crazy person, I guess.
Let's just say this is why the way she is. But you are accurate. Yeah. But be a little more political. Like, politically correct. She is the way she is because this ex-boyfriend of hers apparently treated her like crap. So now she wants to treat guys like crap. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I think so.
Like everything else she sort of spins at him, I guess he bought?
I didn't buy it.
No, of course not. But and this is Peter. I mean, he's
then he wanted more, kind of more detail on it. And then she just like completely got defensive again and was like, I don't know what you want.
Well, because that's the thing. She had planned out what she was going to say.
Right.
And then once we got off script, it's like, whoa, hold on a minute. And so there comes the fight that, again, like, we don't even fight. We didn't even fight yet. Well, we got to the yet. And it's just this idea that, well, how dare you ask me a question in this conversation we're having?
This is all about me.
And
I have my script written.
Right. And then it goes to, how dare you? I don't know what I am supposed to say. Like, fine, I'll just say whatever you want to say. You want to say, want me to say you're the best ever? I'll say you're the best ever. Like, just, we talked about it last week and the week before and the week, her, once it's flipped, just forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we got here. I mean, I know how Peter got here, but from that almost right away to, are we going to forego our individual rooms? And that's when he steals the line from Hannah Ann of, yeah, we definitely need more time.
More time.
I bet.
After that, it just cuts to Victoria saying that she loves him so much. Like, just, it was really out of the blue, like a randomly placed interview type thing. But it was just like, okay, they're going to the fantasy suite. And then she's like, I just love him so much. It's like,
yeah. And just flipped the next morning and just them chilling out and so connected. This is so great. We really should move forward. I want to wake up like this every morning, as if they
were the typical.
Yeah, typical thing. As if, again, she wasn't like totally attacking him the night before. And I mean, I don't mean in the good way. I mean, we all think that happened too. Because let's be clear, why we got to this point because he wanted to get to this point. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. And I'm sure he won't say that on the after show. But
no, I don't think he will.
I don't think he needs to, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
When we sit here and are almost yelling at each other, like, why is he picking her?
That's the answer right there.
Yeah, we all know why he was picking her. And we get another one of the, you know, Hannah Ann and Madison are chatting about how, well, if she comes back this morning, well, why wouldn't she come back this morning?
Yeah.
Of course she's going to come back this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just a, hey.
Yeah. And Hannah Ann tried to get into Madison's head that, you know, this is what we signed up for. Like, this is The Bachelor.
It's even going, I think she was the one going as far as saying, like, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have this, and I think Victoria made a similar point, which is, like, you have to, you don't want to do, like, well, you have to test drive if you want to buy the car, but... leaning into that, like, whether it's sex or not, like, I think you do need that time away from the cameras, and sure, there's a chemistry test in that as well.
Yeah.
But just... that's part of this process. And again, she's clearly the only one that doesn't agree with that and starts getting in her head again and getting upset and just perfectly
walks away.
Perfectly set up for this date. I mean, mm-hmm. the other girls definitely handled this like A+.
Yep.
You know, because then Hannah Ann and Victoria start talking when Madison leaves about, well, first, even when she was still in the room, she or the hotel, she went to the other room and they're just like, that was weird. guys.
Yep.
Sure is. Welcome to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when she goes on the date, they start talking about the ultimatum. And again, if we didn't...
Victoria's not having it.
And I really think that if we didn't know anything about Victoria, and I don't even mean off the show, just like if you're just watching this episode and don't know all of the crap she's done, you'd be like, that is exactly the right response.
You're right.
Like, that is exactly how every person in this situation should respond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where she should have broke out the, like, excuse you, what? Like, this is The Bachelor. Like, and our famous line around here, like, is this your first day?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know what you signed up for?
Yeah. I really think it's that she didn't think that she would make it this far.
And now she's only just starting to come to grips
just like,
with this idea.
Oh, wait, like... there's only three left, and now it's fantasy suites. Now what am I going to do? Now I have to share things with him and talk about all these hard subjects, and that's it. Like, I really don't think she was planning on making it this far. Not in a bad way, like, when you say, I don't know, I think it was Kelly this season, like, when you don't think that she was going to make it this far, and she thought it was just, you know, to go on for a good time. But yeah, I don't think she was planning on making it to this final 3-point.
I mean, that would certainly explain a lot, and maybe why she didn't feel the need to actually have the discussion mm-hmm. about, you know, the decision she made and that she's, you know, still believes in and all that stuff. But she did wait this long, and we're here, and she did have an opportunity, albeit, you know, right after he had chosen her for the final three, but she did have a moment where she could have told him and didn't. So they go on their date with her sort of riled up, if you will, all in her head, and I'm upset and I'm confused, but let's go up 90 stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would do it, by the way, and I don't mean that. I mean, like, this date. I would go out on the ledge and do all that,
mm-hmm.
Because I figure you're strapped in twice.
Yeah.
You have the one thing attached to the metal, and then you have like the simple click one that I guess is like, well, I guess we'll put this simple click on.
Yeah, I don't think that's as bad as like if they jumped from it, like
right, or if they had to scale the side of it, anything like that. I mean,
you
got double protection.
I think I would even feel comfortable doing what they did, but not if they had to jump from it.
Yeah, I'm not going
or a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, I'm not going all Mission Impossible on it, but I think the normal one I would do, but I could see how, I guess you could have an issue with it, but I mean, like, you're strapped in twice. You think ABC's going to let you fall off a 90-story building?
I don't think so.
Like, come on. They like this franchise way too much to let that happen. And I also, before we really dive in, I don't know if you noticed that Peter's producer, who everybody is, you know, the hot rumor is he ends up, quote unquote, picking his producer, posted a photo from doing like the trust fall type thing from the top of the building. Which, I mean, of course she would be on the date anyways, because she's his producer. But I thought it was interesting, like total troll job of posting basically the same photo that they posted of Peter with Madison. I thought that was interesting. Because guys,
interesting.
I just don't see any way how that's a thing.
I don't either.
You want to sell me on Hannah B? I'm there for it. Let's do it. There's no way that A, it would happen, and B, if it did happen, that everybody within the show, from Chris to Robert Mills, the head of ABC, you know, Unscripted, to herself, be posting these things. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Or be caught in photographs with him, which she's been all over the place. Like, come on.
Yeah. They Chris Harrison did comment on the story, on that rumor, and said that sometimes the lines do get blurred on the season because you spend so much time with each other. But I also think that's, you know, trying to feed into that rumor to not,
because they usually don't comment on the rumors anyways.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're commenting on it.
Especially Chris Harrison.
Right, exactly. Like, guys, I can't see it happening. I don't know anything. We don't, and honestly, no one knows how this ends, which is great. But
I know that's been really good this season.
But
trying not to,
thankfully never know. But I have no clue. I don't know what happens here. But he doesn't end up with it. Like, I can pretty confidently, without knowing anything, just read tea leaves. This is not a thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, we digress. Much like Madison. So even with all her issues, she's talking about how, like, oh, I see it's the father of my children, and this is so great.
She realizes she's in love with him.
Finally.
When they're at the top.
And again, finally relative to Bachelor. I understand 2 months is...
Yeah.
This all moves very quickly. But again, we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, but it's nice that finally, like, she's the last one of the three to come to, I guess, come to grips with it. That sounds terrible. Oh my God. Wow. You love Peter.
Woo. Good job.
Way to go, Madison. But then we go back to her, you know, they're at dinner and it's like, well, let's talk about the ultimatum. And again, she
goes, remember that?
Yeah. And she goes back to her line, which she's convinced herself sort of absolves her, which is, last thing I want to do is give you an ultimatum. Except
I am. That's here it is.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what you did, and clarifies that I would not be able to accept a proposal if, knowing that 6 days prior, you were with someone else. And, you know, you can see Peter, like, oh, okay, like, she really...
Yeah.
She meant like
this
that.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
And then she finally just comes out and says that she's saving herself from marriage, and the day I say I do is when that person's going to get, you know, all of me. And it's finally just out there on the table for him to digest.
And I think this is where we get into, I think, a lot of disagreements in Bachelor Nation. Because I was shocked watching this episode and following along on socials. How many people, and I don't want to say are Team Madison, because I like Madison. She seems like a seems like a good girl. And I don't mean like in a good girl, like, seems cool.
Yeah.
And she certainly kicked my ass in basketball. Like, she just seems cool. And I think people are drawing this line in, oh, if you don't support Madison in this
scenario,
then, oh my God, you're dragging her, or you're insulting her morals, or don't agree with what she's doing, or you're attacking her for, you know, for choosing this for herself. And I just think that's 100% wrong. I don't think it's a, oh, you agree with what she's doing or don't agree with what you... Listen, do what you want. And I agree with Peter, like, good for you for not only, you know, coming to this decision, but sticking with it. And, you know, God knows it's a hard thing to do. But saying that how she handled this is wrong is not the same as saying what you're choosing for yourself is wrong.
Yeah.
Because I can't get over how many people were like, oh, you're too good for him. How dare he? I'm like, there's a whole different thing of saying, okay, and we talked about this a little bit last week, you're choosing to save yourself for marriage. As long as I respect that in our one-on-one relationship,
yeah,
that's,
you shouldn't tell me how to live my life and have my standards.
All you have to do is respect it within your one-on-one relationship, because this isn't normal. Like, of course not. If you are having a relationship in real life, right, while you're waiting for us to get married and for us to have sex after we get married, doesn't mean in the meantime you get to go over and have sex with other people.
Yeah.
No one's saying that. But in this situation, as long as you're respecting that relationship, you can also say, hey, it's completely unfair for you to say, I have to abide by that with the other relationships. I was shocked that so many people just were pushing that aside and going all Madison and saying, oh, Peter, how dare you?
Yeah. Well, and I think that, like, we keep saying this, but I think people are forgetting this situation that they're in. Like, this is The Bachelor. Like, there's, and you're in Fantasy Suite week. There's three girls. Like, you're going to have that alone time with three different people. And I think even when people, you know, on social media are, you know, taking sides or fighting back and forth, like, they're forgetting that this is on a show.
Right.
Like, this is The Bachelor. It's not saying that, you know, it's a guy dating a girl and then this guy went off and was sleeping with other girls.
Right, that's pretty black and white.
Like, yeah. But I think people are forgetting that when they're fighting either Team Madison or Team Peter, like, whatever. I think people are, they're blurring those lines because they're forgetting that this has nothing to do with being a virgin and saving yourself from it. Like, that's literally nothing to do with this whole debate.
Exactly. It's, do I have to take the morals, as she keeps liking use the term morals, the morals that I need in this relationship, and, well, now you have to abide by that with the other relationships. And he was right. He's like, that's unfair to the other relationships that are going on here. He's like, I can see a future with you, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like, if we're putting it all out on the table, I can see it with other people too.
Yeah.
And so, how you can expect me to have to take those beliefs and say, okay, girls, well, Madison feels this way, so it's not as if the other two are saying, well, you better go sleep with her because you're going to sleep with us.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone, as long as you're honoring that individual relationship, I don't understand how, like you said perfectly, how these lines have gotten blurred.
Yeah. And then he brought up the same thing that he brought up, you know, at the rose ceremony, saying that, so you'd possibly throw away, like, possibly forever because of this situation. And she basically said yes, but not in the clearest way.
Again. Not just being black and white. But then she also even brought up, you know, how I've made so many sacrifices. I'm not even okay with you kissing other girls. And so this, again, it was amazing that people weren't...
What show did you think this was?
Exactly. Like, and you have someone who, okay, like, I agree with you, by the way. If she didn't think she was going to get to Fantasy Suites where this would be an issue, okay. If you're going on the show, you know he's going to be kissing other people. So to say that, like, that's a struggle...
That's the point of the show.
And if it is a struggle, fine. But then why are you going on this show at all? Yeah. If you're not...
I mean, it's not going to be easy for anyone
if the
guy you're going for is kissing 29 other women at the same time. But it's going to happen. Like, that's literally the point of this show that you just got chosen for.
And if the person is a guy who famously had sex 4 times in a windmill...
Yes.
And was...
You can't be expected.
Right. It'd be one thing even if it was someone who wasn't basically the new kissing bandit. Like, it could have been, and not even Colton because he's a virgin, but like just like Ben Higgins. If it was Ben Higgins, like, okay, like maybe he's not going to be taking everybody and making out in the corner with them. Okay. But it's just like one thing
one
after another.
One of his claims to fame was the windmill, so it's probably going to happen.
You know, and for her to then even say, like, well, this is the one thing I voiced to you. Like, a couple days ago, you waited 2 months to voice this. It just, I was expecting to, and not just because I always do, because I don't, but I was expecting to be pretty easily, like, part of the majority here. Like, oh, yeah, obviously, like, she's a great girl, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's pretty divided.
Oh, my God, there are so many people who are just like, what are you talking about? Madison Forever, she doesn't deserve this jerk and this and that.
Yeah.
Just because he's taken aback
by... following the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, doing what the show is. But sort of the fact, how dare he be taken aback by this request to take this and say, well, okay, the other women, can't sleep with them now.
Yeah.
And it just... And then for her to even say, well, I don't want to feel bad for my beliefs. And, like, that's not what's happening.
This is not the issue at hand.
Like, nobody.
And that's what he was saying. He's like, I'm not saying that. Like, it's the opposite of that. Like, that's great for you, and he's respecting it. But then he finally came out and said, I have been intimate.
And he did backtrack. Because initially, he's like, I'm not going to talk about other relationships. Which, again, is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't show up to a date, even in Bachelor, and be like, hey, guess what I just did last night? Like,
no one wants details.
No. And so he did finally relent. And, I mean, I guess she wanted to know. So I guess it's... I don't know that where I stand with that. If he should have just stuck to, like, we're not talking about it, or...
She kept saying that she... Well, she said she obviously didn't want details, but she kept saying, like, I don't want to know, but at the same time, like, did you do it? Like, very unclear, once again.
I don't want to know, but I need to know, I guess, would be the closest way to it. And so he said basically the same thing of, I'm not giving you details, but I have been intimate. Which,
and then he had to throw out the, I can see us at the end of it, of all this, you know, being together, but I can see it with the other two. And that kind of just pushed her, that line, I think, pushed her over the edge, and that's when she excused herself.
And she's sort of melting down, and I like how the kangaroos are watching her melt down. Yeah. So that was...
And then Peter's melting down. He starts crying. At the table.
Right. And it's, you know, don't throw this away. Don't walk away from me. She walks away from him.
Mm-hmm.
To be continued. We don't know. Is she walking away for good? Was that a goodbye? Is it just another, like, I need a second to process this? Because
I need a week to process.
I need a week again, apparently, or maybe 2 months. And can I give you, maybe this is who he picks, because we don't know who it is, because they're going to wait for the live show, because apparently she's okay waiting months before making any sort of decision. You know, and it's not a direct comparison with Luke P. I get it. Luke P was just a bad dude, as opposed to here. I think it's just sort of crossing of wires. But it's very similar. Like, this is a double standard, because if this was turned around like it was last season, we saw what the response was 100% of people with Hannah, myself included. So I just... This is, again, not identical, but very similar turned around, and it's just, I know I've said it a few times, but I can't believe
it. If you ever thought that you'd be comparing Madison to Luke P.
Oh, and I hate that I am, because that dude's just a bad guy, and she seems anything but. Mm-hmm. Again, she seems awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
And none of us, and no one on the show, even the mean girls on the show, aren't taking any shots at her beliefs or her decisions or her morals or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you know what? Good for you. That's not the discussion here. Like,
yeah. I think she's misreading the source of drama here. Like, what exactly are they disagreeing on?
And so we have to wait next week to see, you know, they're leading us to believe, I don't know if you watched the scenes, but it's the other two girls and, like, well, where's Madison? So, of course, leads us to believe, like, oh, maybe she just walks away.
Which probably means she's coming back.
Exactly. The fact that they didn't show any other footage of them leads me to believe that she's, same as you, that she is coming back. And the finale's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So I'm assuming they'll open after the final rose or whatever they're going to, or Women Tell All, rather. They're going to open Women Tell All with, let's see the continuation of that. Then, which will, I assume, will be her walking in, and it'll be the three of them, and then we'll find out what happens next week.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah, that seems like how it would go.
Yeah, and
seasoned pros at this point.
And I hope most of this season aired before they recorded Women Tell All, because there are so many things that I hope get addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know all the women that are going to be there. Again, whether it's any of the three, if someone gets eliminated right before the Women Tell All, then they're probably there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting to see what happens.
Yes. I did hear that Kelly and Natasha were two girls that were not going to be there, which I don't really know why, because they were two sort. Natasha wasn't a source of drama, but she became kind of well known for basically calling Peter out.
She was very outspoken, and unlike the other ones who liked to beat around the bush, she was like, "No, this is how it is."
Yeah, and I saw some. It was an article, but I don't know the source, so it probably might not be. But Kelly said she wasn't invited.
I don't believe that.
So,
I don't know. She was one of the few women on this show that we knew.
Right.
Like, that actually got screen time. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, like, we talked about it week in and week out. He'd get rid of four people, and three of them we would, like, did they just join the show?
Yeah.
How is this a thing?
Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess as long as Victoria P and Olay are there, you got your Women Tell All.
You know, and it would be nice to hear from Victoria F, but we might need to wait for the actual After the Rose finale for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really hope that they at least go out of their way to address all the other stuff with her, not even just the on-show drama with sleeping with married men and all that, but the non-Bachelor stuff.
Yeah.
Usually they tend to, no pun intended, whitewash a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping they don't. But
yeah.
We'll have to see, because we have Women Tell All, then the finale, which will probably be two nights. I don't know. I should probably look ahead. Next week it's just the one, but the week after is probably two nights.
Probably because two. They like to string us along.
Of course they do.
Big 2 weeks coming up.
Before we go, around Bachelor Nation.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. I don't know where you want to start with.
I have three, I guess, three big stories. I don't know. The three biggest things that are going on. Our boy Chad, I think, is the biggest one, being arrested for robbery and domestic violence against his girlfriend.
This is my shocked face.
Yeah.
Can you see? I'm shocked.
Basically, everyone has that reaction.
It's just
based on social media posting.
The dude, when he knew he was being filmed, was threatening Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Did we really think? And then on the show itself, The Bachelorette, he was basically trying to fight people. So did we really think that this isn't someone who had a history of violence?
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, definitely not surprising, I don't think, to anyone.
No, I hope the girlfriend kicks him to the curb, moves on, and just, you know, he's mea culpa-ing this morning. Oh my God, I was blackout drunk. I didn't notice. Go away, dude. Like, just, I'm done with you.
Just because you were blackout drunk doesn't make it okay.
Exactly. I was blackout drunk, so I'm allowed to try to attack my girlfriend. It's cool.
Yep.
It was the booze.
Yeah.
Like, no, go away, please. So,
not the best story, but definitely, I think, the biggest one.
Absolutely.
Happening.
I mean, anytime it leads TMZ, you know that it's...
Yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Demi has a new boyfriend.
Yes, and made it official with some very active photos.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, all over Instagram. And it looks like Katie introduced them based on one of her Instagram comments saying that she was a $1 million matchmaker. So people are assuming that Katie introduced them.
All right.
And then Hannah and Dylan had a huge surprise engagement party this weekend in Hollywood.
Still going strong.
Complete with Hannah, Peter, Luke Stone, Demi, Katie, Heather, Matt Donald, Mike Johnson, and Jed with his new girlfriend.
Ugh. Was it the same as the old girlfriend?
So Hannah, Peter, and Jed, and Jed's new girlfriend were all at the same party.
Ugh.
And there was an Instagram video of some people dancing at the party, but Hannah, like, moves her arm, and she has an engagement ring on her finger. A ring on her ring finger.
Hannah
Brown.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So people are freaking out about that, but yeah, I think it's just, yeah, that must have been just a weird ex-party happening.
Well, speaking of weird bachelor parties, are you a senior looking for love? Are you entering your golden years? Because, of course, we don't have enough bachelor. We
need more.
Yeah, we're going to have Listen to Your Heart, and we're going to have the winter or the summer games. Whether the Olympics happen or not, it's a different story, but we're going to have the summer games. And now, apparently, we're going to have maybe some form of seniors looking for love, because they did the normal casting screen, but then saying if you're a senior looking for love. And specifically 65 years and older, because there have been some questions. Well, in Bachelor, old is like 30.
Yeah.
So like, no, we actually, oh my God, your life's basically over. No, they really meant, because Robert Mills said, like, no, we actually mean 65 years and older. So it's going to be actual older years, not Bachelor older
years.
You mean,
I'll watch it.
Of course. Oh, I mean, it could be pretty much as long as it's 18 to forever. I'll watch, please, like, as long as it doesn't be some weird teen dating show.
I'm actually kind of excited for this, to see how this goes. I think it'll be good.
I mean, elderly fantasy suites?
Okay, maybe not that week.
Okay.
I'm sure maybe they'll... Oh, no, they'll probably still happen. I was going to say maybe they'll skip over that, but who are we kidding?
If you choose to forego your assisted living room tonight for one that is joined, I don't know. Maybe not. And I thought it was interesting, Chris Bukowski, who is newly single, I guess newly, can we still call it newly? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's single. Someone asked him if he would ever go on another Bachelor show again. Because obviously it's been, what, 7 at this point?
I think so.
And he brought up, he said, well, if they want me for the seniors looking for love, I'm available. But then it's like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, but really, I'm not going to say no. Because he's like, I've said no each time and then went on the show anyways. So if you think you're done with the Chris B drama, wait till Bachelor in Paradise, because
it's only just beginning.
I have a feeling that he will be there and one of his exes will be there, because
obviously
it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So big week leading up to Women Tell All. Then another big week to the finale, maybe finales, and we'll find out. If Peter, is he with a producer? He's not. Is he with one of these final three? Is he with Hannah B?
Is he single?
Is he single? Is he just flying and on Christian Mingle? I don't know. Maybe. He could be. But we'll find out. Make sure you follow us at Bachelor Podcast and let us know what you think. Where are you on all this drama? Let us know, and we'll talk to you next week.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.